Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You know, Kitty passed on Saturday. I got to tell you something. I got a lot of great emails, and guys don't normally show their soft side.
Yeah.
Unless their pet dies. I got more emails from guys sharing this experience with me.
It's tough.
Very.
It's therapeutic when they, you know, you get these stories, and they're amazing stories, and they're just great stories. But right after Kitty died, Kim from the Traveling Tribe texted Jennifer and said, look for a sign. He's going to show you a sign that he's okay, right? Day or two goes by. Jennifer goes upstairs into young Chaz's room where Kitty spent a lot of time. And she's looking at, like, his body imprint still on the bed and his little kitty paws on the bathroom sink.
Yeah.
And as she's leaving, she sees out of the corner of her eye, she sees something glimmer under Chaz's desk. Now, we're those people who everything needs to be in a place. So she sees that and says, all right, whatever that is, it's got to go in its place. It can't be on the floor.
Right.
She goes, and it's kind of like not tucked under the desk, but it's kind of just kind of out there. She goes and she grabs it, picks it up, looks at it, and it's Kitty's 2010 rabies and name tag.
Wow.
I didn't even know I had it. I didn't even know it made any of the moves. We've been living in that house for 7 years, never saw it.
Really?
After Chaz left for college and stuff, I cleaned that room.
Right.
Never saw it.
Wow.
We were blown away. We were like, okay, well, there's the sign. Mm-hmm. He's okay.
Yes.
About a day later, I'm jogging, and I think, I wonder if I'm going to get a sign or if that's the sign for both of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Universally, yeah.
So yesterday, I get in my car, and I'm going to the place to pick up his ashes. And my car's multimedia system is hooked up to my iPhone. Mm-hmm. So when I turn the car on, if the multimedia system's already on, it will engage iTunes.
Okay.
Right.
And just start playing something random, not from a playlist, but something random from any of the 8,000 items I have.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the first thing that pops up when I turn my car on is this song. Dust in the Wind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the sign, right?
Yeah.
And so I get all bummed out, and the very next song is...
Wow. Oh, my God.
Holy crap. Like,
wow.
No way.
Holy crap.
Key like Kenny Loggins.
I can't tell you how many times Jennifer got behind the cat.
Oh, no, and like, did it dance?
Picked him up.
Oh,
by his front paws and danced and sang this song and made him dance.
God. That's it, man. That's it.
I was like, well, this
That's
is,
it.
That's the sign.
Yes.
And that made me smile.
Yeah, double sign.
Yeah.
Now, Kitty will watch over you the entire time until you're back with him again.
Yeah.
Just so you know, yeah.
Well, I'm not in a hurry.
Cats are guardians.
Yeah.
No, I know you're not in a hurry. Like next week, I'm saying. You know, it's going to be 50
it's
years
okay.
from now.
We'll
still be
break.
There. He'll still be there
be
for a while.
There. I'll be over here. It's fine.
He's checking things out for you for
now.
Yeah,
okay, good.
You even posted a picture like that, Chaz, of Jennifer, I think, in the tub with Kitty.
Yeah, and that's exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
That was great, you know, because the first song was really sad, and then the second one was like, I'm all right.
Exactly.
And there's my sign. So.
Wow. Those are great.
I was blown away. I even took screenshots of the song and sent them to Jennifer, because the first one, I was like, I think this is my sign, because I'm going to get him right now. And the first song that came up was Dust in the Wind. I'm going to pick up his ashes.
Jeez, right.
And then the next song is I'm all right. So I sent that one. I'm like, look what came on next.
Right.
That's insane.
And those two songs got me right to where I was going. It was, there's your sign.
And Kitty made a hell of a playlist.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And think it's your cat. It's very organized, too. It's like, well, first we'll play this one, we'll go into this one.
Right.
Right.
He's DJing. The kitty party's on the
right.
other side.
And, of course, right. that would be his sign to me would be through music.
Exactly. Right. Right. And those is the best.
And then to
I
Jennifer it would be, look, I know if this thing is over here, you're going to touch it because you can't have one thing out of place.
Exactly,
and she's in medicine and it was a rabies thing. It all makes sense.
That's a good point,
Ashley. I didn't even put that one together.
That's a really good point.
I didn't even put that together.
Plus, thank God.
Right.
Plus, thank God he has his shots over there. Can you imagine what a veterinarian must cost him in heaven?
I think everything, healthcare would be free in heaven, no?
I don't know about
I
that.
I think so.
I don't know about that. It's heaven for them.
You don't need rabies.
It's heaven for them. Yeah.
Everything's
right. Everything's
all right. Beautiful.
It's heaven for them. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
But I would, you know, because Jennifer likes her, all of her, this is how type A she is, right? She'll prepare her coffee. The night before she goes, you know, for work in the morning. So her cup, her spoon, her little whatever. It's not even sugar. It's like some fake sugar packet.
Slender, yeah.
Slender with a little napkin folded and everything needs to be like just right in place. And so what I'll do is I'll go and I'll just move everything.
Oh no.
Yeah. Just so in the morning she knows, yeah, okay.
Right.
Not everything, not the universe is not in order. So for that thing to be right where it was, like someplace where the kitty knew, like, all right,
this will work.
You're not going to be able to handle this.
This worked.
You're going to have to move it.
It was out of a hairball on the rug. Right. I chose this instead. One of the two. I went with that one.
That's you had something like that happen.
Yeah. My cat Monkey, in the final days that we had him, he was sleeping on this chair underneath the like a little dining set in the kitchen. And he would always sleep there. He was sleeping next to this, because it's some busy balls, those plastic web balls with a bell inside the cat's play with. And it was sitting there for the longest time. And that was one of his favorite toys. So he passed away and everything. I had him cremated. And then a couple of weeks later, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, this busy ball was sitting on a chair where it could not possibly move. Because the base of it was like kind of like a fabric, so it wasn't slippery. And it was between two like these little like rods in the back of the chair. So it was kind of wedged in there. Out of nowhere, the ball just all of a sudden popped up and rolled across the floor.
There's your sign. Yep.
Wow.
Naturally, I chased and played with it for a couple hours. And I went back. Then I had a nap in the sun.
I think you're still chasing spot. It.
And then all of a sudden, oh, yarn! Ah!
Sounds right.
And then AJ started licking himself.
Exactly right. I
felt naturally, that's
he did that thing where he lifted his leg up
all the
in
way
the
up
air
to the ceiling.
And then opened up his toes.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. I felt I could still do that.
Yeah,
I haven't since I was 18. But
right.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Not easy.
What do you mean started? He's been doing that.
Then I rolled some catnip. It was pretty cool.
And then Ashley said that she had one. She didn't tell me what it was, though.
Yeah, well, you know how people say if you dream of somebody, they're coming to visit you while you're sleeping?
Someone who passed, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, someone who died?
Yeah. This was a human.
If they appear
not,
in a dream.
Not an animal. But,
okay, so someone, all right, so someone who passed, if you see them in a dream.
In your dreams.
They're stopping by to say hello,
basically.
They're
coming to visit you.
Right.
Okay.
Have something ready, like baked goods, yes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any baked goods ready. I wasn't expecting the visit. But
you do want a little bit of a notice, can't you? Like the night before, appear in the dream and say,
see you Tuesday.
Company's coming.
Yeah.
Have the place cleaned.
What if I'm dreaming of sleeping naked?
I didn't know.
Or if you're, okay, go ahead.
All right. So it was not the night before I was graduating college, but the days leading up to it. And I had an uncle, Uncle Dave, my mom's brother, who was born very, very ill. And he passed when I was two. And surprisingly, I have a lot of memories of him, I think, because he made such an impact in my life.
Wow.
I know. People don't believe me, but I do.
He bought me a yo-yo.
Is that the car you got?
Yeah, that's his car, the Trans Am, that I don't know what to do with.
I'll take it. You're saying?
But it was the day. No, it was the day.
Are you taking dibs on her dead uncle's car?
Is that bad?
It's all about AJ.
Poor Ashley. She can't even tell this story without AJ trying to steal a car.
And
all right,
you mentioned Trans Am. It happens.
Yeah. So it was the days leading up to my college graduation. And I don't know what we said. I don't know the words that were said. But I remember seeing him. And I remember somehow communicating with him. And I woke up, and I cannot even describe to you the feeling that I had when I woke up that morning. Like, I can't tell you what was said. I just knew I saw him, and I knew I spoke with him, and I knew it was going to be, like, everything was going
to
be great.
And he said something to you. He said, give the Trans Am to AJ.
AJ, stop ruining the story!
Doug.
I've met tons and tons of people, but I think the most memorable was Keith Richards.
Oh, wow.
Actually, he sat down, had drinks with him for 2 hours.
Wow. That part is surprising.
At a bar in Westport.
Oh, okay. Who was there first? He was there. You walk over. You're
no,
there.
No, it was my then wife and my sister. We were sitting in the corner of the bar, and the bartender came in. And he goes, "Look, do me a favor. Somebody's coming in here, and don't stare. Don't think, you know, just leave him alone. He just likes, you know, come in here." And it was Keith Richards, and he sits down like three stools away from us.
What was he drinking?
And then he moved down. I'm sorry, what?
What was he drinking? Curious.
Jesus, I think he was drinking scotch or bourbon.
Okay, yeah. I can
picture
that.
I'm not exactly sure.
Right, so
I don't remember.
Sitting,
it was around six.
He was sitting three stools away, then he moved closer to you guys?
Yeah. So yeah, and then he bought us around. We bought him drinks.
Nice. Huh.
We were there for 2 hours, and my sister was like, she kept like scratching my leg. I can't believe Keith Richards is here.
Right.
Like, he's a normal person.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It was just the four of us sitting there.
That's unbelievable.
All, you know, yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
Did music ever come up?
No.
And you guys never said, "Wow, we're real fans," or none of that?
No.
Yeah.
No,
it was implied, yes. That's why he stayed 2 hours.
No, twice. Like,
that's why he moved closer.
That's what makes these people uncomfortable when you start, you know, I love when you do this. And
right.
I've met so many different people. I mean, had conversations, shook their hand. And it's like, it's incredible. I was a chef down in New York City.
Hold on 1 second. Do you remember any of the conversation that you had with him talking for 2 hours? Was there one thing or another that he was really passionate about?
Was he hammered?
No, he wasn't hammered. He had the bandana on.
I think that guy could drink all night and
I'm
still
curious,
have a conversation.
Well, he might have been continuing from the night before.
Right.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, so was there a conversation that you guys had that you remember?
Oh, how do you like the area? He goes, oh, I've been here a long time. He was staying at Ronnie Lane's cousin's house up in Easton.
Oh, wow. That's cool. All right, then
he's a personal. And then he says, yeah, once in a while I'll come in here and I will bartend.
Yeah,
and he would come in like late at night and bartend. And people are like, you know, who's this guy? And then he turn around and it's like, it's Keith Richards making them a drink.
Yeah, we only get half
the
a drink,
the owner is
though.
A very, very good friend of his.
Where's going to have my drink?
If I walked in a bar and saw Keith Richards behind it, I would say, I think I've had enough. I'm going to go home.
Or am I dead?
Let's talk to Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing? That's great. Nobody cares. What do you got?
What an introduction, huh?
Nobody cares about what? How you are? How we are? Or that?
No, nobody cares how I am.
Sure we do.
I care.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. Tremendous.
I feel like you're being sarcastic or
bit.
Snarky.
No, I'm good. It's all good. No, not at all. No snark.
It's
no snark.
First thing I asked Mayor Mark when he called in, how you doing?
He's like, he did.
It's that Friday.
That means good.
Well, what's wrong? I had a
no,
list
we're good.
Of
we're
questions
all good.
For you, but now I want to ask what's going on in your personal life that makes you so crabby.
Okay. My personal life is tremendous. There's no problem with my personal life. Everything's good. We're good.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. No, we're good. We're good. I'm just
sure
kidding.
I believe you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So that's the thing with you. That must be a problem.
I lost my remote control. If you really want to know, I lost my remote control.
Damn
it's driving me insane.
Damn okay. it.
All right.
All right. We're getting someplace
right,
here.
Now we know.
All right. Great. I'll help you find
okay,
it.
Okay. I feel better. Thank you.
All right. What's the deal with COVID there? First of all, I didn't even know until last night that there are red alert zones in Connecticut and 11 cities, towns are in them.
Yeah, that's a new thing. That's a thing.
It's new. Okay.
So, I know. So, you know, our infections are up. There's no question about that. As a catastrophic situation now, would we like to see them a little bit lower? Absolutely. But we're not going to roll back from phase three. Because it just does too much damage to our restaurants and to a lot of our businesses. If it gets much higher, we'll have to consider that. But right now, we're monitoring it. We're just barely above the cut line there into the red zone. So we're hoping we have a couple of good days of numbers and we'll fall back below.
So you were 7%, and now you're 4%. So you're heading in the right direction.
We are moving in, and we're doing the right thing. So I'm confident over the next week we'll be into the, quote, moderate zone. So I think we'll be okay.
But But has Dan Barry been like a problem child? Like, I remember somewhere around mid-August, you started popping too, right?
It is. It's an issue. We have a lot of people who do a lot of international traveling, a lot of national traveling, and they bring back COVID with them. They don't check. You know, at that time, they weren't checking in.
You can't check them for papers, COVID. You don't have your papers in order. Sorry, you got to go. Get back on the plane.
Right.
No, they do that now. I mean, you can go right. You get off the plane in Bradley and go right in and get a COVID test.
Nice.
Which is so you don't have to quarantine. It's pretty cool. But they weren't doing that back then.
I don't know about those tests, though. Do you? I mean, there's some comfort in knowing, but at the same time, let's just say I walk over to AJ. AJ just got it.
Yep.
Right? I kiss him on the lips. I leave.
So sudden.
I take a test. Right then and there, it's going
to
say no.
Right.
But a week or two later, it could say yes. So it is what it is, right?
It is what it is. All right, let's get the vaccine out. Let's get it widely distributed. We did get a notification from the CDC to start preparing for mass distribution of the vaccine. So I don't think it was political either.
Is this the Bleach vaccine that was discussed a while back, or is this different?
I have no idea. I just know that they said, hey, Mayor, you better get ready to start preparing your residents because we're going to be lining them up all over the place.
Didn't people stop their vaccine trials, though?
Two companies. Johnson & Johnson.
Right. And then another one.
I don't know. Are you going to let the baby shampoo people make your vaccine?
No, they can't. They're powders on your question.
It's like, why is
no
this?
No tears in your eyes.
Why is this vaccine slippery?
Yeah. It's no more COVID.
Yeah. It feels oily.
Right. Yeah.
Did you clean those tanks out before you made it?
And it's safe enough for a baby.
All right. So COVID. All right. Fine. People do the right things, please. Halloween, how are you going to handle Halloween in Danbury with COVID?
Well, it's an interesting thing here. So we have a little local thing where people go to one street and there's a lot of nice houses and the people own the houses really, you know, decorate them. And it draws like, no exaggeration, 3 to 4, sometimes 5,000 people if it's a nice night. So it is a circus with a capital C. So those people who live there said, hey, we're not doing Halloween this year.
It'll be 10 million people.
I know. I don't know how we unwind this. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to unwind this. So, but we're telling people if you don't
want to
give
them John Oliver's address.
There you go.
I will do that. It's somewhere in New York City. We don't know where, but somewhere.
Find like a scavenger hunt.
Okay, so you're entertaining ideas now. Why don't you do a Facebook post and let us all chime in?
Ooh.
Oh, I like that. I like that. We are doing a contest with a hashtag on Instagram, the mayor's office is, and I'm giving awards to adults, kids, and pets.
Ooh, pets.
For costumes.
Well, yeah, just don't do anything weird. Don't spray paint your dog or anything strange.
No.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Right. Yeah, no hillbilly costumes. No farmers. Yeah.
Mayor Boughton.
Oh, I can say something, but I won't. I just won't.
I love that there's the mayor, and then there's Mark.
Right.
and the mayor just got in the way of Mark.
Deflected.
Just jump in front of Mark.
Shut him up.
Yeah. All right, so you're looking for ideas how to handle Halloween.
Well, it's just how to get people to cooperate. I mean, the trunk or treats, you're still putting a bunch of kids together in large groups. I don't know if that really works.
You know what's easy? Helicopter drop of candy.
A whole bunch of
candy out of a helicopter.
And we have an airport, so maybe that's something I can explore.
There you go, see?
That's a tough one.
Or a drone?
Just nothing really big candy, like no like huge, like 1 pound bar candy bars. That might hurt somebody, but like little fun size guys, it's good.
Little kisses.
Yeah.
Twice in my term as mayor, I've canceled Halloween, and it has been people were ready to like burn me in effigy. They lose their mind over Halloween.
We were talking to the Bridgeport mayor and the New Haven mayor in the same break, this break yesterday. And I said, you know, you could raise taxes, you could do all these different things, and people aren't paying attention. But man, if you cancel Halloween, they come out with the pitchforks and the torches.
Well, it's Halloween.
And they want to rip the, they're in their costumes.
Right.
What the other time you canceled Halloween, what happened?
It was marching on, weeping and gnashing of teeth, marching on City Hall. It was just crazy. And I'm like, I finally got to the point where I told people, listen, there's power wires down all over the city.
Was after
all of
the
them
ice
are still
storm?
Alive. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
I go, I go, if you want to take your kid out there to get a candy bar, you go right ahead. I don't care. And if he grabs a wire and gets electrocuted, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, they'll have a s'more.
Is that exactly what you said and how you said it?
Absolutely.
Works for me.
I'm just want to look up.
And I got reelected 3 weeks later.
Well, how they were afraid that? To. They were afraid not to.
Common sense.
This guy's nuts. Vote for him.
Wow. All right. Well, that's. So you still don't know. You still don't know how it's going to work.
I'm telling you, helicopter. I'm
guessing you're recommending no door-to-door, but you can't really stop people. You can't go to their house and say you're getting a ticket for handing out candy on Halloween.
No,
right?
I'm not having the cops chase around little kids. It'll
sure
be like like the Karate Kid when the skeletons were chasing Daniel.
Danny,
I'm not doing that.
And they caught you by the fence. Yep.
Have you watched Cobra Kai?
Like 10 times. Are you kidding me?
It's amazing.
He is Cobra Kai.
I am Cobra Kai.
He's Mayor Kai.
Do they make Cobra Kai costumes? I got to get some of those.
We'll find some.
It's just a black guy.
I'm so fascinated by Johnny. I mean, he drinks those peels out of the small bottles. I'm trying to find them so I can buy them.
That would be a good Halloween costume for the mayor.
Right.
Johnny from Cobra Kai.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So you will not be handing out candy?
No, I can't.
If it was a regular year, would you hand out candy?
I do. I go to the street and I stand in front of a house and I have those.
A house?
Right.
No. I have an apartment. I live in a hovel on Main Street. But
studio apartment, yes.
I'm a thousandaire. I'm not a millionaire.
Okay, so, wait a minute. So Mayor Danbury doesn't hand out candy at his house, so he goes in front of someone else's house.
A nice house.
With a mask on?
A nice house, yes.
Absolutely. No one knows
it's you?
In a nice neighborhood, yes.
And if you show up, if you're over 18, you don't get a candy bar. And if you don't have a costume on, you don't get a candy
bar.
I get the real candy bars. I spend like $1,000.
Wow.
Damn. That's a lot of money.
This is why you don't have a house.
Exactly,
that's
right.
Why you live in a hovel.
Right.
I don't spend my money.
It's taxpayer money.
It's a stipend.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm going to hear about this one.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you don't want to just hand out candy as a mayor because the parents will be leaving with their kids saying, yeah, taxes. My street light.
Exactly.
When are you going to fix my pothole?
Right.
No, I do. I stand there. Give out candy bars.
Oh, wow.
It's tremendous.
All right. So John Oliver is coming to town.
He is. We're finalizing the details as we speak.
Okay. You don't have a date?
Not yet, but they're not going to. It's a one-off thing. He's coming in with his team. They have union rules, COVID, everything else. No spectators, no guests, no nothing.
Is there a writer?
No writer.
Okay. Yeah, leave him a bowl of brown M&Ms at the sewage plant.
Right.
That's funny.
Like Rolos.
He did need like a clean place to, decompress, all this other stuff. And I said, yeah, we can do that at the waste treatment plant. You're going to love that.
It was a clean one, really? A clean one?
I got you covered.
So you can't tell us when.
No, I can't. I really can't.
Can you allude to it?
So it's going to happen, like, in the afternoon.
It's
going to
be sooner rather than later. Let's put it that way.
All right. Okay. Then it'll be after this show, right? It's not going to be at 9 in the morning. It'll be after 10.
Yeah, it's sooner rather than later.
We'll have to have you. Does that mean today?
No, it's not today. The negotiations are becoming feverish.
Feverish. Because of COVID?
No pun intended.
Negotiations for getting a C-level talk show host
into a
sewage plant,
right?
Into a red alert COVID infected city.
Right. Life on the D
list.
If
you wrote this for me a year ago, I'd say, yeah, I wouldn't even. Please get out of here.
That's how desperate we become.
This is so bizarre. All right, and then before we let you go, Mayor. What is the most famous person you've met?
I met presidents, but I got to tell you, I liked Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good
one.
He
was great. I met him in his heyday, when he was driving his race cars and all that.
Oh, wow. Great man.
Good guy.
Good driver.
He was a real man. A real man.
Real man.
I sound like you have a little crush on him.
Yeah, really?
I'll leave you alone.
Someone has a bestie!
I definitely had a man crush on him. No question about it.
Bromance!
All right, we're going to go, but which presidents?
I met 41st Bush. I met 43rd Bush. I met Bill Clinton. I met Obama.
Oh, wow.
Never met Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have little things about each one. I will tell you, Clinton had the longest fingers in the world and could care less about who you were.
That's weird.
H.W. Bush and W. Bush were the two nicest people I've met, like, ever. And I thought Obama was incredibly intelligent. So that's my take.
Yeah. Wow, long fingers.
Long fingers.
Yeah,
every time I see him now, I'm just going to think long fingers.
These guys were nice.
Creepy long.
This guy was smart. That guy, he had long fingers.
Long fingers.
There's too long many fingers. Jokes.
I got a picture E.T.
Right. Too many jokes.
And W was taller than I thought. W is 6'2". I didn't realize that.
I have a small TV.
He doesn't look it.
No.
No, he doesn't.
He looks 5'5".
I liked him, though. Good guy. Both him and his father. Good guy.
Fun fact. Chris DeStefano, super comedian, got kicked out of school the first day back after 9/11.
And
this is like show and tell. So yes. I just told, now we're going to show. So he's going to tell us what happened. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, boys? How's everything?
How you doing?
Good to hear your voice.
It's nice. Are you kidding me? It's nice to hear yours. I'm sorry I took care of myself already this morning.
Oh. Well, you know, you could have waited. You could have waited. Not that hard to do.
I'm more of an afternoon guy, but go ahead.
All right.
So 9/11.
Yeah. Like parking lots.
Yes.
You get back to school. So 9/11 happened on a Tuesday. Wednesday, there's no school. Thursday, you're back in and you get kicked out.
I get kicked out because on Tuesday, you know, when 9/11 was happening, I thought my mom had died. So I went to an all-boy Catholic high school and I started to cry. And this kid, Frank, started to laugh at me. So I broke a chair right over his head. And it was, you know, in a Catholic high school where, like, you can't really, you know, you would get detention if you had a top button on button. And I just put somebody in a coma.
Right.
So
it was not looking good. And then Thursday, the principal tells me I'm expelled. So I call my dad. Because I didn't want my mom to know, you know, she was already so upset with everything that's going on. And, you know, she wouldn't be able to deal with it if she found that I got thrown out of school. So I told my father, and my father came down to the school to negotiate. And the principal was not, you know, hearing my father. My dad was like, I need my son to be back in school. And the principal was like, well, listen, he's hit somebody in the head with a chair. And my dad, who's like a convicted criminal himself, was like, yeah, I don't understand what the problem is. He thought his mother was dead. And then the kids started laughing at him. So you're going to get hit in the head with a chair for that. And the brother Rob was just like, yeah, he's expelled. And then my dad was like, you're really not understanding me. And then brother Rob called my dad stupid. And then my dad told me to lock the door.
Oh.
And then I knew that things were about to get bad.
Are you serious?
Right.
Yeah, I swear. And then my dad threatened to kill him.
Locked
and
the door.
Told the principal that he would call the police himself. My father said he'd call the police and tell them to come on their way because he'd rather go to jail for the rest of his life than me get thrown out of school and him have to listen to my mother's mouth for the rest of his life.
See, there you go. See, that works. So your dad almost sent Brother Bobby there to meet the Lord.
Yeah, to meet the Lord, yeah.
Right.
So that's what it is, yeah, you know, and he's a good guy, my dad. You know, he's better now. The diabetes, that's the thing. It's hard to put somebody in the hospital when you have one foot now.
Right.
So he's a changed man.
Gotcha. Yeah, he can't run.
It has mellowed him out, slowed him down.
If you buy him a Segway, yeah. He's back in business.
You could say he lost a step.
Right.
He did.
You said he was a convicted criminal?
Yes.
What happened? Like several times?
You know, racketeering, loan sharking, things like that. I don't, you know.
His dad was in the business.
You know, I don't know if it was ever, you know, messy or whatever, but it was stuff like that, you know.
Just making his meat.
His crime, what he did in Vogue. I don't know.
That was it. Oh, I love that. You break a chair over a kid's head, your dad goes down to negotiate.
That's how it's done. You negotiate.
Yes.
Have an understanding.
And so he starts with, my kid's not violent.
Yeah.
A minute later, knock the door.
I don't know where he learned that.
Yeah. And that's when you heard Father Robin there go.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy
that's
smoke.
What it was.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
What that's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So what is this thing you're doing? You're doing a live stream event?
So I'm doing a live stream event. It's October 23rd at the Wall Street Theater in Norwalk. But the Wall Street Theater part of it is already sold out. You can only get tickets for the live stream. And you can watch that anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. It's October 23rd at 8 p.m. WallStreetTheater.live for tickets. And the whole point of it was, you know, if you don't want to come out because you think you might die of COVID, then just sit in your living room.
Or Chris might break a chair over your head.
Right. There's that.
To do it from home.
But they're supposed to laugh at you in this time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you just buy, you know, take one ticket price, bring your friends over, beers, whatever it is. You know, if you went into a comedy show, you'd spend hundreds of dollars. And who knows? You start to cough, and then that's it. You got 2 weeks left. But this way, you just stay at home, and you're good to go. Show right into your living room, and it's going to be mostly new material, and I'm just going to go nuts. May do half of it naked. I don't know.
Chris is actually saving your life.
Which half would it be?
If I was the truth is, since the last time you guys seen me, I've underwent some changes, so it's going to be the bottom half, and I want you to see my new work.
Gotcha.
I think you meant which half of the show.
Yeah, that's
what I meant.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant which half.
I'm thinking like Chris also. I'm like,
so we're going to see the bottom half and the front half of the show, or the bottom half and the back half?
The bottom half. I'm sorry. I get so comfortable with you guys that I just I wanted you guys to be the first to know that I did, in fact, get a sex change, and that's what it is. And it's going to be in the first half of the show.
Awesome.
You guys are going to see it. So for $25, if you want to see the work of my recent trip to Thailand, then you're going to love it.
I went Thailand. I went Thai stick.
You must have some closer if that's the front part of the show.
Yeah, really.
I can't wait to hear that closing.
The end part is the top part happening live on stage.
It's like a dumpling down there.
Well, the second part of the show, I pull a Houdini, and I actually switch it back to the way of what I was born with.
With the magic wand. Nice.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be a great show. And this is all for $20, folks.
Nice.
Wait, you said $25.
Oh, well, you use the promo code BABE. You'll get $5 off. BABE. Promo code BABE.
BABE.
I think you also get 20% off if you use WPLR, is what I was
Another
told.
20 or just 20? All right, so it's either WPLR or BABE.
BABE.
Sure.
You got to say BABE. Yeah.
All right, $20. I'm going to write this down. This sounds like a great night.
It does.
At home with some beers?
Exactly right.
How many people in the audience? They're all like 6 feet apart. That's weird, right?
They're all 6 feet apart. I think we could only sell like 100 or 125 tickets. So it's going to you're going to hear the audience. It's a decent-sized audience for, you know, what we got going on with the pandemic. It's the same camera quality and all that they use at Netflix. So it's top-notch stuff, and it's streamed, right? And it'll be available for like 48 hours, and then it goes away.
Okay, this isn't going to be like a bad Zoom.
No.
Okay, this is a good Zoom.
No. Yeah.
Chris DeStefano is on, and he's performing at Wall Street Theater in Norwalk Friday, October 23rd, but we could all watch it.
Right.
Have to go. That part's already sold
like
out.
Like a voyeur.
Yeah. So if you have the code WPLR or BABE.
BABE.
Your tickets are $20. That's really cool. I'm going to write this down right now.
For certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see, you know, I want to watch this front half of the bottom half.
The transformation going on.
The transformation.
Yes. Right. From dumpling to an egg roll, yes.
Franz Kafka.
All right. We're going to roll. Anything else?
Me? Yeah. I got nothing else, bud. I mean, I got nothing else but that.
You know what I know about Chris? You know. So Ashley, I told Ashley, have Chris on, but have him have a fun fact.
Right.
And then Phil calls him. You ready? Yeah. Do you know what you're doing? No. What's going on?
I could do fun facts. I mean,
oh, okay.
What do I got? Right. How about this? West Virginia was the only state to fight for the North and the South, the Confederacy and the Union Army in the Civil War. That's one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. That's a great one.
How about this? Edgar Allan Poe had a 13-year-old wife, so think about that next time you read one of his poems, you sick.
You know what? Yeah, little Poe. Yeah.
Then we got, what else? Oh, how about this? Koreans genetically mutated to have less sweat. That's just a fact. The ABCC11 gene, less sweat. I learned that from the great Bobby Lee, great comedian. He told me about that, and that's a fun fact I always remember.
I'm going to look that one up, though.
Come on.
Yeah, it's like Bobby made that up.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that one's real.
No, we know Bobby. It's proven.
Phil looked that up.
Okay.
There you go. I gave you three of them right off the dome.
That was very nice of you. Thank you. You were very generous.
Donald from Washington.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, President Trump. Good morning.
What did I win? Am I the correct caller?
Yeah, we're doing Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. I love facts. Well, not usually. I'm not the one telling facts.
You like fun facts, fake facts?
Any fake kind of facts.
Right. Fake facts.
Fake facts. Right.
You need to talk to CNN for those. They'll call you up and say, hey, fake fact.
Of course.
Jeez.
Do you have a fun fact for us?
Fun fact. Did you know that humans are the only animals that blush? Did you know that?
Really?
No.
But you can't tell with me because I have so much bronzer on.
Exactly. It's in the cell.
You really can't tell.
No, it's like a chameleon.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
The expression third world countries doesn't have anything to do with poverty and underdevelopment. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Yeah, the correct expression is all countries.
Gotcha.
That has something to do with poverty.
Okay, so go with that
Believe
one.
Believe me.
Fun fact.
Right.
All right. Thank you, President Trump. Have a
all
great
right.
weekend.
Later, losers.
Joe Biden in Washington.
Hey, what's going on, pal?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. We're doing Fun Fact Friday.
You know, fun fact, that last guy was an idiot. I was listening, and he's full of crap. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, where was I?
Fun Fact Friday.
Okay, you ready to hear the fun fact?
Yes.
That last guy was an idiot.
I feel like we heard that already. Did you forget? You just told us that a minute ago.
I'm just telling you for the first time, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Look.
It feels like the second.
Folks, here's the deal. Hypothermia isn't what causes colds.
No.
What is it?
I don't know what does, but hypothermia isn't what causes colds.
Okay, you've tested that already. Good.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Mr. Biden.
You guys take care. Build back better.
Emma in Wallingford, Fun Fact Friday.
Again?
Fun fact. The oldest your mama joke dates back over 3,500 years.
What?
Was it written like Roman numerals or what?
I don't know.
Do we know what
the Babylonian tablet.
Yeah, how do you know
what the first one is?
Yeah, what was it?
No. It was just that it's called a your mom joke, so I don't know.
Your mom was old, she dated Jesus. Yeah, that was it, yes.
Wait, no, Jesus wasn't around then.
That's how old she was.
Your mom is so old.
She dated Jesus, right.
No, but she was, she would be
dead. That's how old she was. She was so old that she dated Jesus. This is back 35,000 years ago.
3,500.
Whatever.
That's an extra zero.
Your mama sold. She said, go screw yourself. How's that? That work for you?
All right. Thank you for calling back, Emma. That was good. I'm trying to do the math too, right?
Yeah, I just figured it was an easy one. Everybody laughed.
Right.
No,
it's
we
just
got
a
to
joke,
analyze
and then we
it.
Move on. No, but we got
to analyze it. Right. Jesus. So glad you guys are not my audience.
So it's the year 2020.
Right.
And it's minus, so three, never mind.
Yeah, we're going to do
right. So we'd be in the, this would be, so what was the year then?
I have no idea.
3,500 years. So 2020 minus 3,500 is something like, I don't know, BC, AD, something like that.
Oh, if it's BC, then Jesus is around.
It can't be both BC and AD.
Something
those are two.
Like that.
No.
Wasn't it a band BC, AD? Then became
before
ACDC?
Christ and after death.
TNT. God.
Okay. I know this is going to be a struggle for most of us, but we are going to work our way through this, kids.
I smell smoke.
So it's year 2020, 3,500 years ago. It was what? Right?
You have a calculator.
Yes.
There you go. Use that.
2020.
That's why they put them on phones now.
This is like watching a chimpanzee work with tools for the first time.
It is.
Watching Ashley type on her phone.
Play the 2001 music.
She's never used a calculator.
The answer is negative 1,480.
Okay.
So that's the year.
It was a Tuesday. Right.
So
sunny.
What time frame? So it was.
It's one of those, right? I don't know. You're the smart one, Phil. Can you figure this out?
Don't give him a big head, okay?
Okay.
So minus, so that'd be, I have no idea. Was I around? Was were the cars? Who cares?
Graduated from the phone to the laptop now.
why am I the one solving everything? It's
because you chose to go there. I just said the joke and moved on. I left it. I know my limitations. I just said the joke and moved on. Holy, we had to
so
go this way.
Jesus route. Dies and they say, all right, we're going to reset the clock now.
Yes.
We're back to zero.
The death pool. Yes, right.
The third century is B.C. It's before Christ. And the second century is A.D., which is
after death. Right.
But I don't know if that year falls into any one of those.
Maybe there's a smart person listening right now could tell us.
Can somebody just help me, please?
This is more fun to watch.
Yeah.
I can actually hear you sweating.
I'm watching it. Yeah, her hair has changed.
Like donut crazy is coming out of your pores right now.
Okay. So Christ dies, and then what? We go to zero. So everyone was writing the date.
Right.
January 1st.
The newspaper said yes.
0000. Or right. It would be like January 1st, 0.
Right. Yeah.
You would write
their
zero?
New year was really a new year.
Or was it one?
Yeah, it was a new year.
You go to zero.
Right. Is that what they said?
Chiseling it.
Christ is dead. Reset the clock.
Can you imagine being the guy who's like, hey, I'm going to get a little ahead of my job schedule here. I'm going to type 1481. Chink, 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 chink,
right, right,
chink.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, there was this guy named Christ, and he died, so it's back to zero.
Oh, son of a... They got to cut a whole new piece of rock.
Damn it.
Right. Damn it.
Jesus
Damn
it. Christ.
What?
That's right. He is gone right
what?
Now.
Oh, he's right here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, my lord.
Wow, Emma derailed the show.
She did. Twice. Thank you, Emma.
Yeah, in 1 hour.
Pat from Milford.
Fun fact, AD does not mean after death.
What
does
it mean?
Really? What does it mean?
Anno Domini.
I don't know him.
Does it mean I'm a Domini?
So yeah. That's Latin, so what's the translation from Latin?
Anthony Domini. It's a guy down the block.
New Year something?
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know. I just
You're
know
supposed
that.
To know your facts.
What does it mean? Emma Domini?
Emma Domini.
It's Latin.
Wasn't that a song? Emma Domini, Domini, Emma Domini, Emma Domini, Emma Domini, Emma Domini, Emma Domini, Emma Domini. Am I drunk? I feel it.
This is why we're nowhere important.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you.
Only when study leaves later.
What'd you find, Ashley?
I just typed in what does AD stand for, and the quickest answer I got was AD stands for the Latin phrase Anno Domini.
That's what you just said.
Which?
Right, which?
Which is the year of our Lord.
Oh.
Happy Anno Domini.
Oh, my brain hurts.
I know, mine too. I just have a simple, fun, stupid fun fact.
I feel fluid, like coming out of my ear. Like an overload.
Farrah from Southington.
Hi.
Fun fact.
So whatever number you came up with on the calculator, Ashley, was B.C. So you take that number, and that's how many years it was before Christ.
Right.
That's amazing.
It was 1,400.
Wow.
So the first Your Mama's joke came out 1,480 years before Christ.
Right. Right.
B.C., yes.
Your Mama's soul, she had a savior.
No, I'm guessing right around Christ, though, it was like, well, we can't do the Your Mama jokes right now. It's too sensitive. We
right.
gotta wait.
Yeah.
Wait a couple hundred years. We could bring them back. Right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Farrah. You got it. It's Young Chaz.
Hey!
What's up?
Hello, me boy.
How you doing, man?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Coming home today. Super excited.
Yay!
I'm so excited about this. It's about time. So, Chaz is an EMT in Connecticut for AMR in Waterbury. And they were looking for folks to go to Texas to volunteer to help with COVID down there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He signed up, got deployed, originally supposed to be 30 days. And then they said, do you want to stay longer? And he said, yes.
So it's wow.
6 weeks.
Wow.
6 weeks.
57 days.
That's a lot
Not
of armadillos.
That you're counting.
A lot of armadillos. Yep.
Wow. Wow. Where are you right now?
I'm in the hotel room packing. My flight's at 4. So I'm going from McAllen to Dallas and then Dallas to Bradley, and I should be in my apartment at midnight.
Nice.
Wow.
Yay. So.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm super excited to come back and have a real Connecticut pizza.
Right. Oh, yeah, yes. Right.
So what happens now? You pizza. Come back, I'm guessing AMR tests you, and you go into hiding for a couple of weeks, or?
Yeah, so I'll take two tests on my own, and after those two tests, I should be good.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Back in the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so Connecticut pizza, and then what's after that? Have you had a drink at all?
I have not had a drink at all.
All right, so it's probably first to get to the apartment.
Got to do that.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Have some cold beer in the fridge.
Well, you're going to just smell a beer and feel drunk.
Seriously, yeah. Look at the label.
Have you ever gone without a beer for a while, then you have like just a couple sips?
40 days once, yep.
40 days.
40 days, yes.
I think my longest was my first 16 years of life.
There you go.
That makes sense.
But you caught up real quick afterwards.
16? Wait, when did you start? You start drinking at 16?
He plead the fifth.
He says, no, Dad, I did not. I was just kidding.
What? 16.
Well, that late, huh?
Very happy you're coming back. And everyone I run into asks about you says they're very proud and say hello and all that stuff.
I'm just happy I was able to represent Waterbury, Connecticut, and all you guys. And everyone's support meant the most. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone again.
And what kind of food will you miss from Texas?
Right. What have you been eating?
Yeah.
I've been eating authentic Mexican food almost every day.
Oh, that was that sound was?
You're going to miss that.
Just like all the queso?
Yeah, I don't miss it right now, but I will miss it.
Shortly, yeah.
So you need new pants.
No, it'll take a while, but then when you say, I have a craving for Mexican, you're going to go, and your first bite anywhere here in Connecticut, you're going to be like, that's right. Texas had the best.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm very happy with this news because I know that they could have said last minute, AJ, we're going to have you stay 2 weeks.
Right. You have a very nice weekend, man.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent, man. Welcome back.
Thank you.
A lot has changed. I'm married now.
Yes. He's married.
Yeah. You know, no big deal.
He also got taller.
That's right.
Jazz got taller. Let's see what else happened. Yeah. Ashley is now a man.
Oh, hello. Wow.
And Phil, we're not sure.
Right.
Chaz started wearing white shirts.
Right. Yeah, he totally changed. Right. And flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yep. He's like, dressed like Yanni right now.
Yeah.
Is it white shirts and black pants now?
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Yeah, it's
like
all a mess.
It's like a big cookie.
And flip-flops.
Yes.
All right. Have a safe flight. I'll talk to you when we get off the air. Twitch gang sets clock on Ashley's eating. Let's go to Phil's studio. Phil?
So, yeah, we've got the chat room up here from the Chaz and AJ TV chat on Twitch.
How do you find that?
You can go to the radio station websites, WPLR.com, 959thefox.com, or if you have the Twitch app and you search for Chaz and AJ.
All right. So I'm on it now. How do you see what the chat room is doing?
I don't know if you have to have an account. You might have to be able to log in to get into a chat because you have to have a username.
Okay.
But they have had a timer running for... for as long as Ashley has been eating.
They have the kind of time?
They're telling you, it's a problem.
They play a lot of games in the Twitch chat. So yesterday the governor was on. They were counting how many times he said, this is a thing that they do. It seems like every day they've got a new game that they play. Today it's how long is Ashley going to be eating?
How long has it been so far?
It's like 35 minutes. I'm like, what is that now? A giant donut?
Okay, so... Donut Crazy came in, bought amazing sandwiches, and then donuts. So you got to have your sandwich and then a donut. You got to have both.
And then Beach Girl said, Ashley's going to be wearing a wedding muumuu, not a wedding dress.
It's true. It's a problem. Somebody help me.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Then here comes Bobby. Here she comes, North America.
Help me start my wedding diet.
She's got food stuck in her throat.
Right.
She's not even done eating now.
Nope.
Great. Go ahead. Take a bite.
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy your donut.
Big old donut. 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 Donut.
She's trying to hide it now behind her computer like we don't know it's there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can pull it out.
No, I really did finish it.
Did you really?
Maybe suck in my throat.
What'd you inhale it?
Wow. She had her feet up on another chair, too.
She was so comfortable. She was eating her food. She had her donut. She had her feet up on a chair.
She put her feet up so she could, like, slide more food down her throat.
Yeah, right? She was in eating
into,
position.
Like, you know how you got to get into a position to give birth?
Yeah.
She was getting in her eating position.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's true.
Right.
She's taking up a lot of space in the studio today.
Leave me alone. I'm fading.
If I lay back, I can't feel my pants expand.
Right. No, you're going to pop them open, actually.
I can't. They're leggings.
As long as you're wearing a long shirt, you're good.
Oh,
like after geez. Thanksgiving dinner, pop
That's
it up and wait for dessert.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love the Twitch gang, so thank you, Twitch gang.
Thank you, Twitchers.
Are we getting comments?
Oh, yeah. They love live boss Keith.
Hello, the internet.
They're like, oh, he's just going to be mad about anything. They're like,
they didn't know you.
I don't love it. These cameras are staring right at my face.
Yeah. So. And
very close.
That you do look tired today.
Well, that's not a compliment.
Wait until he starts his list.
Yeah, right, but that's mean. He when you say someone energy. Looks tired,
well,
it's mean.
Welcome to my world.
He right. saves his energy.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
There was debate whether it was going to be a live or recorded Boss Keith, and then the camera shifted, and they're like, yes, live! And immediately, as soon as your face was on screen, they go, all right, let's roast him. He looks tired. That's hysterical.
I'm not tired. I went to bed at 10:15. I feel great.
You're looking.
Boss Keith
not 10:13.
Well, I went up at 10. I read till 10:15, and then sleepy time.
What do you read before you go to bed?
The phone.
Stupid internet. Yeah. Like it's bad. You're not supposed to be on your phone 30 minutes before bed.
But, yeah.
So it's just like websites.
Guilty.
Up Rocks and The Ringer and nonsense.
Pornhub.
Right. Well, that's at 10:16. Red tube, please.
I'm gonna look that up.
Those videos are a little longer.
Why your hands in your pockets right now? Get your hands out of your pockets.
Mamsie says Boss Keith better not mess up this week.
Last week I was just a mess. No, this week we're more focused.
All right, time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, so top five things people do that I immediately know, oh, this person can't be my pal.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
So they either do something, say something, or are participating in something that I definitely say, like, it's been fun, but this is the last time we ever speak.
Gotcha.
Oh, so if you've been friends for decades.
Oh, this is new people. This is, you know,
new
because
people.
I'm in a lot of these scenarios now with my kids where I'm meeting all these random dads or whatever, so.
Right.
I give them the first, you know, half an hour of the cheerleading game, and then I'm like, oh, no, we're out.
Yeah, I'm going to walk over here.
This has been difficult.
It's been real, yes.
So, number five, an intense love of garbage music. So, if you like garbage music, I'm fine with it. If you want to play Aqualung when I'm not around, great.
Jethro Tull again.
But do not argue with me about how your garbage music is better than mine. Because I'm definitely mad about it and can't deal with it. I go to your house and it's like your garbage music all
garbage
the way
music.
Up. Right. Like, oh, get out of here. Only my music.
They're not allowed to play their garbage music in their garbage house.
You have fresher
they
garbage?
They can, but when I say, hey, this is garbage music, let's turn on something awesome that I made, they have to say, like, all right.
In their house?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm there.
So, like Yacht Rock?
Well, I
Yacht
vary.
Rock's good.
Yeah, it depends what kind of mood I'm in, AJ.
Exactly
so,
right.
AJ and I could not be friends because he would argue with me about, like, Crocus or whatever.
Oh, I hate Crocus.
No, I think he would let anything play because he's so easy.
Oh,
he,
right.
His
yeah, no.
mind
yeah.
would think, this is crazy. I want to break a chair over someone's
yeah. head. Yeah, no, I'd start to sweat, but I listen to it.
So, we're in his garage, and he's playing whatever, Rat Deep Cuts.
Yeah,
I can
no.
say, like, oh, we're putting on my mix, and he'd be like, okay.
In the garage, I got Hyena on in the next room over there.
Hello.
I don't know what that
That's
means.
That's me at Friday at night.
Oh, okay.
Hello. He's listening to me Friday at night.
Right.
What does that mean? What are you listening to in that garage of yours?
ZBLR.
Me. At night, he calls me Hyena.
Oh. Right.
So he has my night show on while he's in the garage.
Right. Okay.
Well, you should send her notes. Like, that
right.
break was terrible.
Oh. Or that break was awesome. You should do that again.
So, yeah, never.
I'm usually too drunk to write anything. Thank you.
One thing on this number five. If you're having people over your house or if you're getting married or whatever, don't educate me on the songs that you listen to every word and now you want me to hear and experience.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Put on the hits.
That's annoying. That's annoying. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no deep cuts
right?
here. Right.
All right, number four. Someone who puts a political sign in their front yard. And guess what? I don't care what party. What are you trying to do? And do you think it's going to work? Am I going to come to your house and see the sign and be like, oh, I should vote for Trump? like that's not how
Or Biden. Either,
right, either one. It doesn't right. matter. I just don't. I don't want your signs. I don't want your politics in your yard. And it just makes me think, oh, your Facebooks are terrible. Your Facebook posts have got to be the worst.
Right.
That is all a political sign says to me. It doesn't say anything about a candidate. It says you're too into this and stop.
Yeah, you're mad about stuff you have no control over.
Right.
right. Like, it's really not going to affect
one vote
you, right?
And do it. Yeah.
So I think I'm sort of okay if it's like a local selectman, right? So if you put a sign that says like Randy Rybak for selectman, I think I'm okay with that because it's a town election.
You might know the person.
Yeah, so that's a little different. But no, if you're putting big political, no.
I need a permit for your deck.
Right. Right. Number three, the phone checker. I've mentioned this before. So unless you have a dying relative, a young kid at home alone, or you're in the CIA, wear together, get off your phone. There is nothing happening. There isn't. You don't have to check your DMs. You don't have to look at Twitter. You don't have to look at TikTok. There is nothing happening at this cheerleading
game. Jennifer, are you listening?
So if you and Jennifer are out to dinner and she's on your phone, you don't have a young child at home that could be lighting things on fire. That phone should be in her pocket or purse.
Right.
It makes me mental. And especially, you should do the sentence that I like to say. Well, this is my time. Put your phone away. It is my time.
My time.
My time.
I have the best excuse, though. When I'm in my phone, I say I'm working.
Yes. Right? I got to know what's going on.
I'm looking for stuff.
Oh, I'm texting someone right now.
And
wait,
radio
for
is a 24-hour business. That's
what
I say.
Know.
Yeah. Right,
right. So when I say to my daughter, like, get off your phone, it's my time, she goes, well, you're on your phone. I go, well, the radio stations are on. I have to make sure that they're on and working.
Put your phone down
it's
so you can look at your daddy
street,
in his phone.
So those kids will never win an argument, basically.
Right, never.
No.
Number two, you're never on time. If you are a person that is not on time, I can't handle it. Google Maps has solved this problem for you. You should always be on time now. Google Maps will tell you when you got to leave your house. You can set an alarm that tells you, leave now,
it's go
get
time.
To Keith's house for whatever time.
And incorporates the traffic.
Yes! There is no excuse except you don't respect my time. And I want my time respected. Now,
this is my time.
Maybe right. They couldn't pick
put
out an outfit.
Put your phone down. Get here on time.
So now, the only exception here is if for some reason you're running late, you're going to give me updates. I will be there in 20 minutes. I will now be there in 10 minutes. I want constant updates from you like we're on an airplane. We're
while they're driving.
In. Yes, while they're driving. I don't
you
care
sound like
that.
It's your time right now.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. You just hit a tree. 30 minutes.
So that's the only exception. If you're a late person, I want updates and why.
Why?
So,
is the pizza going to be too cold by the time they get there? Why is this
so if I hit it so here, I got an idea.
He's a planner.
I'm a planner.
Like everything is planned. This time everyone arrives. By this time, we're watching the YouTube video.
Right.
By this time, we're drunk and crying.
Right. We're praising
Bono. My favorite bit is when people come to pick me up, I just sit on my step outside my house if they're late.
Oh, my God.
Where were you? I've been ready since 5. It's 5:15.
If you see him out on the stoop, just keep driving.
Yeah, right. Really.
I'm like a kitty in the window. Like, where are the people? It's my time. All right.
Wait, do we have any comments before we go?
Yeah, they're all saying the same thing. They're like, he really is just going to be single forever.
And in a mental institution. Okay,
well,
and the number one thing that I immediately know, we cannot be friends, is if you're moody. Okay, so I have two moods. I have this mood, which is up and nuts. This is up and nuts.
Right.
So this is on air Keith, Saturday night Keith, vacation Keith. Then I have business normal Keith, which you'll see like Tuesday afternoon in the hallways on Thanksgiving with my parents. That's it. Two moods. If you have 50 moods.
There's no sad Keith.
Right. Well, sometimes, but not really. Like, right. It's those two.
Angry Keith?
Well, not really.
Hold on 1 second. Everybody else? Turned his mic down.
I can still hear him.
I know.
We've seen Angry Keith.
That's a version of up Keith. So up Keith can switch to angry Keith.
Like he's going to murder you?
Wow.
Like that,
but
yeah.
I'm talking about somebody that has, and you never know what today is going to bring. So I never know, like, you're going to be sad today. Oh, tomorrow you're up to the next day. Like, and then trigger happens, and now you're sad again. Can I deal with it? You get two options for me. You're either real happy and fun, or you're a miserable douche. You're one of the two. You can't be anything in between.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking
Black
for.
Or white, no other color.
Right,
right,
no.
Right.
So
right.
Do not be moody. And that's right. It.
Those I think we friends. Could be friends, Boss Keith.
Right, you're not moody. Oh, you love garbage music, but don't, like, argue with me about it.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Oh, she's all different moods.
Right? Oh, seriously, man.
I'm always happy.
Yeah, you see over sugar right now.
Oh, and she's definitely in her phone. She's got to be an inner phone person.
Yeah. She's the whole day while she pukes person.
I think you're on time, though. You're on time.
Yeah.
All right, so get off your phone. My time.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.